Some fog early, then partly sunny, 40 today. Could reach 55 on Wednesday. Heading into the weekend, temperatures may drop. Could see some rain and snow. More on that as we get closer. Since this time Friday, another 800 COVID-19 cases have been reported in the Quad Cities. Another 20 Quad citizens have died. Rock Island County's seven-day average positivity rate is up by almost 3 percentage points to 16.5%. Scott County's 14-day average is down slightly to 18.6%. Iowa reports 7,900 new cases since this time Friday. 198 more Iowans have died due to COVID-19. Illinois reports 28,000 new cases, 425 deaths. State officials have announced that Iowa expects to receive its first shipments of COVID-19 vaccines this month, pending their approval by the FDA. Natalie Krebs reports the first doses will be allocated to healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff.
The state expects to receive 172,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines this month. Both pharmaceutical companies are awaiting approval by the FDA for emergency use. At a press conference, Department of Human Services Director Kelly Garcia said the state will create a team of experts to assist in determining what groups will receive priority next.
The reason for this is to minimize health inequities based on geography, poverty, and other social determinants. This group will also provide input as additional vaccines become available and will help us navigate our distribution of therapeutics.
Garcia said other priority groups will include those in congregate settings such as assisted living facilities and prisons. Garcia said she anticipates there will be enough vaccines for all Iowans by mid-2021. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
The initial delivery of vaccines in Illinois will be distributed among the 50 counties with the highest death rates per capita. Governor Pritzker said on Friday as the illness caused by the coronavirus claimed more lives, officials are expecting an opening shipment of 109,000 doses as early as mid-month. Drivers' facilities in Illinois will remain partially closed through January 4th. Secretary of State Jesse White announced the move, saying that drivers will be able to get their needs met online or at drive-through windows at certain facilities. Hannah Meisel has more.
The Secretary of State had already limited most driver services facilities last month as Illinois' COVID-19 metrics worsened. The closures, which were supposed to end on Monday, will be extended for another month. But drivers can renew valid licenses, state ID cards, and license plate stickers online at cyberdriveillinois.com. 17 driver services facilities around the state are open to new drivers only, and 7 are open for drive-through service specifically for renewing license plate stickers. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Former state senator Martin Sandoval has died from COVID-19 complications. The Chicago Democrat chaired the Senate Transportation Committee. He was facing prison time after pleading guilty to taking campaign contributions from a red light camera company in exchange for blocking legislation that would hurt it. Sandoval was 56 years old. The head of the Illinois Republican Party is stepping down after more than 6 years. Tim Schneider informed members of the Republican State Central Committee during an online meeting Saturday. Schneider's term was supposed to run through May of 2022. He's been the state's Republican chairman since 2014. Illinois Senate Democrats have again backed Don Harmon to lead their caucus. Sean Crawford reports.
Harmon was selected as Senate president earlier this year following the retirement of John Cullerton. The 54-year-old from Oak Park has been a member of the Senate since 2003. He'll be officially voted in for a full term as leader when state lawmakers begin their session in January. The announcement comes as changes happening elsewhere in the state house. Among Senate Republicans, they've announced Dan McConkie will lead them, replacing Bill Brady. A scandal that has implicated longtime Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan threatens to end his run in that position, as several Democratic representatives say they won't back Madigan again. I'm Sean Crawford.
13 years after retiring Chief Illiniwek, the University of Illinois has released a plan for addressing issues related to the one-time symbol at its Urbana-Champaign campus. Jim Meadows has a look.
What may prove to be the most controversial part of the plan is listed last in a university news release: the formation of a student council to develop new traditions for the U of I Urbana campus. That could include a mascot, but one with no connection to Native American images, which is what critics found offensive. But Chief Illiniwek is to be remembered by a campus historian in a new and thorough history of the campus's use of Native American imagery. The U of I will also reach out to Native Americans by strengthening relations with the Peoria tribe and other tribes that once lived in Illinois, and by offering in-state tuition rates to members of any federally recognized tribe. I'm Jim Meadows.
In sports, the Bears lost to the Lions 34-30. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. Iowa State moves up two places in this week's AP College football rankings to number 10 after Saturday's 42-6 win over West Virginia. Iowa is up five places to 19th after beating Illinois. The Hawkeye men's basketball team is up two spots to number 3 ahead of tomorrow night's game against UNC. Illinois moves up three in the AP rankings to fifth place ahead of tomorrow night's game against Duke. Western Illinois lost to Central Michigan yesterday 79-73. St. Ambrose lost to Drake 97-53. The Illinois women's team beat Omaha 53-50. Iowa State's women's team lost to South Carolina 83-65. Victor Hovland went 20 under par to win the Mayakoba Golf Classic by one shot over Aaron Wise. Steve Stricker tied for 13th at 7 under. For 4 years, the Quad Cities nonprofit Lead Her has spread warmth through its Strike a Match mentoring program. And now it's formally caught fire with its 103-year-old big sister, YWCA Quad Cities. Herb Trix explains.
The two nonprofits, which both work to empower area women, now share office space at the aptly named Iowa Empowerment Center at One River Place on East River Drive in Davenport. Leaders of Lead Her and the YWCA made a formal announcement of their new match on December 1st. After months of discussion, the nonprofits decided to work together to reach more Quad Cities area women. Deanna Woodall, the YWCA's first vice president of development and growth, works out of the Davenport Riverfront location, which opened in October of last year.
I just felt that it was pretty obvious, being two women-led organizations that really emphasize on empowering women. Although our missions are different, we still are doing the same thing, you know, for women, and that's empowering them through whatever means that we can.
Woodhull and Lead Her chief Megan Hasselroth didn't know what form the collaboration would take, but the two groups knew it was something they needed to do.
Because our goal is the same for both, and I speak for Megan, and I know she'll say the same thing to you. We want to be able to reach more. We want to reach more people in this community, and doing it together just makes sense, you know. So we've got the groundwork laid. I think that this is going to be an evolving partnership with time, and I will support Lead Her however I can, and I know that Megan will support the YWCA however she can.
The YWCA, which is based at 229 16th Street in Rock Island, and plans to build a much larger facility two blocks away, not only works on women's empowerment, but has a mission to eliminate racism, stand up for social justice, help families, and strengthen the community. In addition to child care and other services in Rock Island, it's been providing empowerment services in the Quad Cities since 2018. With empowerment centers in Rock Island and Davenport, the YWCA offers free job search and resume services, food and hygiene pantries, and referrals to other services in the entire area. Lead Her is a local mentorship program, fueling career and community engagement for women in the workforce. Founded in 2016, over 300 women have been matched with an individually recruited mentor. Hasselroth says mentorship is the sixth highest barrier for women in Iowa and is as essential as ever during the COVID-19 pandemic.
There's a lot of reasons why this is important. And so the first being that as change agents in our community, the best practice is to collaborate. And we want to serve women. They want to serve women. We both want to address barriers to women in the community. But the YWCA, one of their programs is not mentorship. And we understand that all of these other barriers hold women back, but we don't offer, you know, child care. Like, we need our women to be able to have access to a 360-degree menu of options to achieve their goals in whatever that looks like.
Hasselroth thinks One River Place will be a place where both groups can complement each other.
We want to be the connector. We can't solve all the problems for women, but we want to connect them to someone who can. And sometimes that's a mentor, and sometimes that's another organization.
And Hasselroth says the possibilities for future growth with YWCA are endless.
This is a first step. This is something that is, you know, seems really natural and appropriate. But as we move forward in a changing world where they anticipate 30% of nonprofits won't make it, and we have found in LeadHer, we're going to match more women this year than we have historically. Mentorship is essential, and so are these other things. And so moving forward, we're going to continue to have conversations about how do we best serve the women in our community, and then we're going to do our best to match those needs.
And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.
And I'm Jay Pierce.